the April 7th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Is excused.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet, item B1, approval of the regular meeting minutes of March 7th. Any additions? 17th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Without an objection, let's take item D1 out of order. Home Depot outdoor sales temporary use. This has been before us just about every year since 1990. Any questions for staff? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will read the motion. Is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for outdoor seasonal tree and shrub sales for property located at 6489 South 27th? Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. You want to do urban heating, too? Let's do urban heating, item C2. Special use of some existing business, change of owners. No, same owners. Just, updated use. The only comment I'd have on this is I'd like for the any motion to come out of here to have the special use run with the owner of the operator of the business rather than the owner. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrict? Sir, Mr. Deedle.
Is there a
public hearing on this one? Oh, there is. All right. There is a public hearing on this matter. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read?
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 7th, 2016, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Urban Heating and Cooling, LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 1711, Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, to allow for a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning contracting business use upon property zone B4, South 27th Street, Mixed-Use Commercial District, located at 8437 South 27th Street.
So you miss one meeting, you get out of routine. Mr. Deedle, an overview of the application?
The property is shown on the screen, aerial photograph of it. As you can tell, it's an existing property, existing building. They aren't planning on making any changes to the property or to the building. We do have, staff has a couple conditions about fixing up the parking lot, restriping the parking lot. There is outdoor storage in the back. That outdoor storage was never approved by the city. They did receive a fence permit a long time ago, but just because you get a fence doesn't automatically mean you get outdoor storage. So staff's not recommending outdoor storage. I believe the applicant would be parking their company vehicles and stuff back there, though. That'd be fine, but no outdoor storage for other purposes. Otherwise, staff is recommending approval. And again, the reason it's a special use is because it's just one of the SIC codes that has a special use in this zoning district.
This is a public hearing. It's been properly noticed. I will open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Is there anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one come forward, I will close this public hearing. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions, including that this permit runs with the operator of the building, not owner, of a special use for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning contractor business use of a property located at 8437 South 27th Street?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Alderman D'Andrea.
I'd like to know
Are all those cars part of your business?
No, we are currently not operating on this building.
Okay.
They're going away.
They're going away. And so, is way off to the end of the property? Is that a construed wetland?
The red button.
On the end?
Wait, where am I going?
I don't know.
How long is it? Not you.
The building. Here, Steve. Is that a wetland way on the end in the corner?
There?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a planter box.
Just a planter box? Okay. Okay. And then, so you're going to keep it relatively cleaned up then? So it's not going to look like this? Okay. Okay. Thanks.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and cool. Motion carries. If you want. Cooling? Yes. Okay, we'll move back to item C1, a rezoning of Milwaukee County-owned lands that are supposed to become parks. It's a rezoning application for Milwaukee County for 19 separate parcels in 8 different county parks. Mr. Fuchs, you have a public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 7, 2016, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Milwaukee County for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone certain parcels of land from VR Village Residence District, R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District, R2 Estate Single Family Residence District, FW Floodway District, C1 Conservancy District, R8 General Residence District, P1 Park District, FC Floodplain Conservancy District, R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District, and A1 Agricultural District, 2 P1 Park District, with any current FW Floodway District and or FC Floodplain Conservancy District will retain the same zoning along with the P1 Park District zoning.
Mr. Deedle?
The applicant to the county executive's office is only asking for a rezoning, is not proposing any other changes at this time. It is only some of the parks in the city. It's our understanding that they may be coming forward with another request, or the county may be coming forward with another request shortly for additional properties. But at this time, as you mentioned, this is only 8 parks and, what was it, 19 parcels. Those are identified in red on that map. Staff has no objection to this rezoning. And again, we would note that it is all those are current park lands, but not zoned for park. Primarily, they're zoned either residential or agriculture, but they're used for parks. So we support the request for P1 park zoning for these.
This is a public hearing. It's been properly noticed. I will now open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Sir, please come. He can talk anytime. He's the applicant. Name and address, please, for the record.
John Nowicki, 9223 South 51st Street. And I apologize for being so naive about all this, but I'm concerned. I'm a neighbor of this property on 51st Street, live in the Otter Ridge condominiums. You may be familiar with our concern over how the land is being used around us. And I want somebody to explain to me what they can do with P1 as opposed to what they can do now. Parks and park. Can they do something besides this? And again, I apologize for being naive, but I got questions.
Thank you, Mr.
As a current as a zone for park, they could do ball fields, recreational activities like normal parks, playgrounds, tennis courts, gazebos. Some uses are special. Those are usually horse trails, I think, things like that.
Did I see that there was something about a shooting gallery or a shooting range or something like that?
If it is, it would be a special use, not a permitted use.
We have input into something like that?
Anything that's a special use would have to come back for a special use public hearing. So not just like this, but a public hearing for a special use. For those activities that are permitted uses, That's only a site plan with the Plan Commission. That's not a public hearing, but it is an approval from the Plan Commission they have to obtain. Anything that's listed as a special use in that zoning district has to have a public hearing. So
we're protected from further changes down the road. We need to know what's going to be happening.
Yes. Any change has to get city approval. If it's a permitted...
Do you have experience with the Park Commission as far as them doing this in the past?
Rezoning? No, they have not rezoned these lands in the 10 years that I've been here. I suspect they have not been zoned park for a lot longer than that. Most of the county lands aren't zoned park, only a few of them are. Not all of the city parks are zoned park, although most of them are. I don't know the reason behind it all. I can make some guesses, but I don't really know. But I can point out that most of the city's parks are zoned park, but not all of them. And most of the county's parks are not zoned park, and only a few of them are. So, again, yes, that means that whatever is permitted in the park zoning could be approved by the city, by the Plan Commission. Anything that would be special would have to have a public hearing and get approval from the Common Council.
Thank you. Brian? No? Any other citizen wishing to speak in this matter? Ma'am, please. John, you. Yeah. How about ladies first?
Okay, fine.
I know you would have done that anyway, John. You're a polite man.
I'm Riley Rockside with 4009 West College, Park Meadows Condos, and I'm adjacent to Grove Schmidt Park. Now, I read a one short sentence in our newsletter that said, Grove Schmidt Park may be up for sale. Really? Is that a possibility?
I can't speak for the county. The application materials they gave us said they're not proposing any changes. So in writing, they said they're not proposing any changes, but I don't speak for the county.
I'm not sure where that statement came from.
I'll tell you where it came. I don't know where it came from. I know it's political in nature.
Okay.
A while back, the state legislature approved a statute that allows the county executive and one of two others,
yeah,
to approve non-parkland sales.
Like the downtown thing.
Non-parkland.
Yeah.
These areas are parkland.
Okay.
But in the great world of politics that we're in now, it's all a big political gamesmanship when this is merely an effort to protect these areas. So, no, it's not for sale.
It's not for sale, but you are trying to make it definitely a rezoning for parkland?
From whatever, in terms of yours, Grove Schmidt Park.
Which Grove Schmidt's down here. Lake back there in Park Meadows, if anybody's aware of Park Meadows, it used to be a swamp, and they built down the swamp, and everybody has water problems there all the time. Never any water problems.
This is merely a use situation.
It's R6 right now.
Yeah. So if this, I'm going to go there, John. Sorry. If this stayed the current zoning, the county could build houses there without any approval from anybody other than the city.
City.
But that's minimal if they meet the R6 standards. So what we want to do is rezone this as applied for. Yeah, and
we don't want our property devalued.
And don't believe everything you read, especially if it's not attributed to anybody.
Well, that's why I'm here.
And I appreciate that, ma'am.
One or two other people here from Park Meadows,
I
know this guy's from Park Meadows.
No, he's not.
Not really.
Any one person?
He's from
there. 196 units there. Holy cow, nobody's here to represent that.
Welcome to democracy. And they're not going to.
Good. And the deer have to go someplace, and all the animals that live back there, they need a home in the parks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Napientak, you're up.
Yeah, John Napientak. That was the salt of Franklin Park. My concern with, currently I'm a farmer, and my parents sold the farm to the county back in late 70s, Franklin Park. And it's kind of unique on these tax schemes that Franklin Park is one of the few parcels that has farmland in it. And my concern with the zoning is that the parks or the county would have the right then to take the farmland that's in the park out of farming. Some of the current zoning is residential or agricultural. Years back, I did have some land that was leased from the county that was three-year lease taken out for a grant that they had to do some improvements in the back. And it turns out they never got the grant money, and they never got the farmers in. So I think as a city, if we're going to take Franklin Park behind our farm, I think everybody knows for our farmers, is that if they take it out for some grant, that my experience with what they've done is that they've never maintained it. I'd like to farm. I certainly would like to be a good partner with the county parks. My parents sold farm to them, and I would appreciate the fact that you take that into consideration.
So, John, what you're asking is that you have the ability at some point, that the rezoning does not exclude agricultural use.
Right.
Mr. Deedle?
As long as they maintain that use, it'll be legal nonconforming.
And if it's not being used
for that
purpose?
If they stop farming, then they would not be allowed to do it again.
And what period of time is stopped?
6 months. 6 months.
Okay. Are you farming it now?
Yes, I farm. The county just renewed a three-year lease on Franklin Park, and it's on some of this land that is being rezoned.
So you're golden.
I'm golden for 3 years. So my question is...
And ongoing, as long as you continue to do it.
Right. Okay.
Good job, John. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Haslow, please. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, you said that was certain... Anyway.
I meant it. 9140 South 51st Street. So this is very interesting overall, I would say. I received four or five calls from neighbors on it, primarily concerned about the special uses that are possible in parkland. Some of them are fairly onerous. By the same token, on its own, from my standpoint, doesn't seem to be something of too great a concern. I am curious about the... perspective of zoning away from conservancy toward the park. Is it true that in the current political landscape that if something gets zoned away from conservancy toward the park, park can't be sold but conservancy could? That seems odd.
Well, I don't know. That's a state legislature. Mr. Dargle, are you aware of that?
From a zoning standpoint? Or
yeah, so some of this is actually being zoned away from a conservancy zoning to a park zoning.
Yeah,
and park zoning allows for permitted and special uses that are way beyond that of conservancy. Conservancy does not allow for such things.
So the conservancy is a C1, and that's supposed to reflect just a small portion of that property, whichever is wetland or stream.
Yep.
There's probably more of the property that's zoned something else. But even that would probably be more restrictive currently than what a park zoning district is. But it currently, part of that property is Fleming Park, used as a park. So those are the kinds of activities that they could do on the remainder of the property. But again, even if it's a permitted use, they have to still get site plan approval from the city. And if it happens to be one of those special uses, then it's a public hearing and it has to go to council.
Trust me, I understand the process. Thank you, Bill.
So, but then we do have a letter from the county that's saying at this point they're not envisioning any change for any of these parcels.
Which I totally understand, but I've been through 15 years in the city of Franklin and a lot of other experiences in life. And that which is envisioned today is not envisioned tomorrow and so forth. So I get that.
Okay. That's never happened.
I know. It never happens that someone, you know, wants to build something big and onerous with lots of light pollution or anything else like that. Right? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Hazel. Mr. Dargle? You're welcome to do a public comment, or you want to see what's going to happen.
Mayor, just John Dargle, director of Milwaukee County Parks, just to introduce myself and appreciate the consideration
of our application, and if you had any other questions, I'm here to answer.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming south.
Thank you.
Any other public wishing to be heard on this matter? Any others? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. We'll move to C1 as a business item. Any questions for staff? Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone certain parcels of land from VR Village Residence District, R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District, R2 Estate Single Family Residence District, FW Floodway District, C1 Conservancy District, R8 General Residence District, P1 Park District, FC Floodplain Conservancy District, R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District, and A1 Agricultural District to P1 Park Districts, that being any parcels currently zoned FW Floodway District and or FC Floodplain Conservancy District will retain that same zoning along with the P1 Zoning District. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Any discussion of that motion? Commissioner Haley.
I just would like to take the opportunity to remind the commissioners and the members of the audience that I am an employee of Milwaukee County Parks Department and don't perceive a conflict of interest in my acting on this.
That's also been opined,
right? I don't.
That's also been opined by the city attorney. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.